to They Who Hold the Strings by David L. Gordon. It probably began long before I noticed it. You see, the madness came on so slowly, so gradually. No one ever figured it out while it was happening to them. Hindsight is always perfect, and it stands to reason now. But how are we to know that the very drugs they were giving us to calm our fears would backfire on us, sending most of my fellow citizens into a far-flung dimension of paranoia so strong all around it would succumb to its desperation? All that growing fear bloomed into mass panic, uncoordinated at first, but then things began to converge, working together as if puppeteered by the unseen hand of the devil himself. It was as if people had their souls removed, and a demon had been placed within its pitiful husk, drawn in and driven crazy by the mind-controlling drugs they had so trustingly taken. My friends, family, and everyone I ever knew were transformed into raving lunatics, cruising like killer bees, packs of desperate wolves or hungry piranha. I survived because I was too sick to keep the drugs down for a while. Don't think me fortunate, though, because I am cursed with memories. I wished I didn't have these bizarre cartoon-like visions in my mind, with all too many familiar faces, twisted and contorted into ugly masks, false faces that always cause the hackles on your neck to rise. The sight did my mind in, but I can still warn you. You must let me tell you. I am near the end of my time, and I must tell someone. Perhaps you can pass along these memories to your people over the years as a warning to never trust visions of paradise, especially if they seem real. The gray-haired ancient in the cave gripped my hand tightly, shaking slightly, and looking deep into my eyes for an answer. Apparently, I wasn't going to be able to shut her up anyway, so I nodded. Besides, it might to be fun to hear what kind of yarns this grisly old coot could come up with. She'd obviously been stuck on this rock alone for a long time, and I wasn't going anywhere for a while. Not until the prison pickup ship stopped by to scoop up my chatty new friend. Sensing that she had finally found someone who would hear her tale, the old woman visibly relaxed. Even though the world was going through many social changes when I was a young girl, it was a paradise. We took life for granted, mistakenly assuming it would continue this way forever. Soon computers began to play a bigger and bigger role in our existence. A radical new worldwide lifestyle emerged, fast-paced, high-tech, and extremely competitive with no room for anyone but the best players. Retirement was forced on middle-aged people before they were ready, leaving a feeling of worthlessness. The youth back then faced tremendous odds against a successful future. Desperation, frustration, despair, and depression settled like a cloud on humanity. Diseases of the mind and body ran rampant. Everybody looking for a quick fix, for anything to make life more tolerable. They gave us pills. At first, the calming quality was a welcome effect. Everything seemed to slow down nicely. Oh yes, people were still dying of inexplicable diseases that had no cures. But in general, once everyone began medication, and everyone did eventually, it was put in the food. Things evened out for a while. Pausing, she readjusted her position on the hard metal bench, then reached for the small container of water. It was just out of her reach. so I grabbed it and poured her a measure, wondering when this was going to get interesting. The old crone began to tremble. I wasn't sure if it was the memories, the bitter cold, or the fact that she only had prison clothes on. Those plain duds weren't much to speak of, but they looked very good on younger females. The crew had taken her clothes and burned them. We had to do something to get rid of those smelly, stained old coveralls that she had on when we first found this tiny, frail thing beside me. I felt bad standing beside her in my very warm government-issue survival suit. I looked around for something to throw over her, but the best I could find was an old sheet of plastic in the corner behind a strange blue rock. Could have been paint, could have been dye, or even minerals, but it was a very blue rock once I began to notice it. It was a tall thing, almost a pillar. Normally I wouldn't even notice something like that, but a chunk of the weird-looking rock broke off and hit the floor. I couldn't believe it when the old lady bolted up and grabbed it, saying, "It was ready, and I had to get it while it was still good." She had a look on her face I'll never forget. She looked possessed and held the chunk close to her breast for a moment. Her trembling hand thrust it into her mouth, and to my astonishment, the old broad began chewing it.